If a poor person steals food or diapers, things they need but can't afford to pay for, should they be prosecuted? Dallas County District Attorney John Crusoe says no. As KEI's Christopher Connolly reports, it's one of several new policy reforms that Crusoe called a step toward ending mass incarceration.
Under the new policy, Crusoe says his office will not prosecute people for theft of personal items worth less than $750. That only applies to necessary items, Crusoe says. People stealing for economic gain, for resale, they'll be charged.
If they're stealing $750 worth of diapers, okay, let's be honest, it's going to take a lot of little rear ends to put $750 worth of diapers on, so that probably didn't fit that category. And so we would prosecute that case.
But prosecuting poor people for stealing essential items wastes taxpayer money, Crusoe says. They're not going to be any more financially stable after they serve their sentence, and prosecution doesn't help the business that is stolen from either.
The question is, if we put them in jail, are they going to make restitution? You know what the answer is, N-O. Okay, so what we've done is burned up taxpayer money for a hungry person or a needy person under this fake premise that we're going to get the money back. And it doesn't happen.
But Mike Mata from the Dallas Police Association says functionally legalizing some theft could have collateral consequences.
So either one, that shop owner is going to have to take matters in his own hands, or he's going to have to let $600 worth of merchandise walk out of his store. And I don't think he's going to stay in business very long. So that might force him to get engaged into an altercation that he shouldn't.
Crusoe says his office will be monitoring the effect of his new policies on public safety, and he'll adjust them if he doesn't think they're working. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.